Bienvenidos and welcome to the Get Naked Show with Dr. Aura. It is my pleasure to come to you in this format and share the myriad of interviews that I have done with extra successful entrepreneurs, doctors, and lay people ready to share the best naked tips you can apply in your life and start shining from within now. So enjoy. Hello, hello. It has been more than a minute, like the youngins say all the time, since I've done a podcast. The whole summer, I used it to enjoy my children that were home from their college, other homes, and to travel and to deal with some health issues that I've been dealing with. So today's episode is going to be about letting go, because in the last few months that I haven't done a podcast, I've had to let go of relationships, business, ideals, staff, hang-ups, resentments, frustrations. I've had done a lot of cleansing, whether it is even in the physical format in my house, lots of spring cleaning going on. I had to do it emotionally, and I really had to get deep in the naked sense, because I was surprised with some health issues. I was surprised with some businesses that I had trusted going sour. I was surprised with some relationships that I really value not existent. So there's been a lot of changes. So as I process all these changes, I realized my best tool and my best input in this podcast will be to let you know how it all proceeded and how I was able to deal with it, and to give you some tools, because I know I am not alone. I know for a fact, because I see clients and patients every day, and I know everybody's struggling with something, whether it is nowadays, even as young as a 10-year-old is struggling with stress from school, or not being able to take the perfect selfie and get enough likes on Instagram. And I deal with parents that are struggling with their kids, not being able to communicate with them, people in relationships that they feel lost in the middle of a relationship, people that have lost a relationship and they feel like their identity has completely been forgotten, because they don't know who they are without that other person. They don't know how to feel in the void of pain and sorrow. I deal with, my own kids going through their own journeys of self-discovery and what they're going to do with their lives, and how are they going to be able to bless others with their talents, and how to figure it out, how to keep on going, what it is. There's so many pressures and so many labels that we put ourselves, and I'm constantly talking and Get Naked about removing the labels, right? And removing, getting out of the box. So I had to get out of the box because I was surprised and stumped in several areas. Oh, look, this guy just agreed with me. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about what happened to me and tell you what worked, what didn't, and what I'm constantly doing nowadays in order to be able to live my most naked, free life. So yes, I think I've already mentioned something in another podcast this year, whether it is I'm hitting my big 5-0 in December, and I have been exposed to a lot of symptoms and health issues that I never had before. I've always been a pretty healthy person. In my 25 years of practicing chiropractic here in Miami, I'm constantly bragging to my patients that I get up in the morning and I literally jump out of bed and I feel great. Nothing ever hurts. And that's been one of the things that I've definitely said that chiropractic that's why I'm a chiropractor, and that's why I preach this all day long. And it is, if you can get the mind clear with all the genetic systems and the body well aligned to the divine, then your body can give you so many miracles. And it is your birthright to express perfect health. It is your birthright to feel joyous. It is your birthright to get out of bed and feel amazing. So when this then it started like not going my way, and I started seeing a pattern, and I came to a conclusion, yeah, this might be premenopause. So many things are changing. I started not feeling myself. I started feeling a little bit confused, a little bit scattered, even more scattered, a little bit like anxious more than usual. The little things started bothering me even more. I started feeling like pain in my heels when I got up, like even plantar fasciitis started bothering me. And then this high blood pressure just started showing up constantly to the point that it was blinding me with headaches. And I just had a recent episode. So I'm not saying that I'm free of it. I'm just saying what it is that I've been doing to deal with it. But the health issues have been the biggest aha moment that I've had this year. And it feels like I just started dealing with this yesterday, but it's been more than a year. So it has been quite humbling, and it has made me more raw and real and vulnerable. And I believe a better chiropractor to my clients, because I truly understand what it is to feel miserable and to have had even low back pain episodes, which I had not even had. I had two herniated discs, and I literally in 2010, while adjusting a patient, my legs gave out and I went to the floor. And I couldn't even walk for 3 days. And I remember my ex-husband, the father of my kids, who's a chiropractor, we used to practice together. He checked me on and off, and until I was able to be okay. It was almost 3 days. I thought I was not able to practice chiropractic ever again. It was quite a health scare. And then I changed the way I practice. I changed my tables, changed my technique, and I've been fine ever since. And then recently I've had even low back episodes. So everything has been kind of like mixed up, and I have to do change in, obviously, in everything I do, in how I think, in how I practice, in my diet, in my exercise routine, which I've never been too fond of. And I'm here in my naked podcast, so I am admitting it. So I had to change a lot of things. But even with all the changes, I still kept noticing my body just not being well. And went to all the checkups, and they said, you know, everything's fine. You're premenopausal, and this is normal. I even had a doctor that I went to visit just because I wanted to get a second opinion. And he said that that it was totally normal for me to feel like I wanted to commit suicide every morning. I gave this doctor, this OBGYN, a bad review, the only bad review I ever written in my life. I gave it to this doctor because he had the worst table manner ever. And he literally spoke down at me and told me that it is normal for women to feel crappy at my age, that is the normal thing. Well, I totally cancel that thought, and I don't believe it. And I'm here telling you in the Naked Podcast, that's not how I'm going to move on with my life. I'm not going to believe that this is normal and that there is no way out. So I've been trying different things. And when it came to the health front, I've changed. It has, I've been able to manage it, and to the point that I feel better most days. Some days I have weird episodes, like the high blood pressure recently, but I know it goes away, and I know in my heart, you know, my beliefs. Obviously, I am not pro medication. I'm not going to say on this recorded format that is going to live forever that I will never, ever take medication, because that, you know, will be a lie. You never know. And God is bigger than all of us, and who knows the situation he puts me in. So if that's what I need at some point or another, because it's life or death situation, I will do it, of course. So, but I am trying to avoid the medical model at all costs, because I know from years again of seeing patients that have been taking medication, especially for high blood pressure, how it turns out and all the side effects. And that's how I came even to become a chiropractor. I was taking Bayer aspirin for my migraine since I was 10 years old. By the time I was 18, I ended up with a liver condition and I was in the hospital and they told me I had to take medications for all kinds of things. And thank God to chiropractic and to me finding a chiropractor that brainwashed me properly, I stopped on medication and decided to keep on the natural route. And my body was able to heal. My gallbladder didn't have to be removed. I didn't have to take medications for my liver enzymes. I started going to the bathroom 3 times a day. Number two, instead of once a week, which was happening, my migraines almost disappeared. I didn't have them again until I was pregnant, which that's a whole different conversation. But so those are the health issues I've been dealing with. And I realized that the more, not that I give in, but the less I fought it, the more the answers were being given to me and my body was reacting in the proper way. So I am here to tell you that when it came to my health issues, fighting it is not the answer. And I know that I'm not saying that you give up and you totally surrender, but just letting the body do its process and just giving it love in the process is what at least has worked for me. And it's what I recommend with everything, right? You cannot change your body from an hateful state. You cannot lose the weight if you hate the way that you look at right now. You gotta start loving it. And then from that place of love, then you can release whatever is extra, whatever doesn't serve you, whatever is not good for you. So I also had, mouth issues, had to remove two molars. It's been quite a ride. I am telling you, God, whatever you have in store for me, I'm really open. I'm turning 50 in December, which I'll be going to celebrate that with my kids in Thailand, God willing. And I'm open to all the new miracles that are coming my way. So businesses, yes, I also lost a business that I put a lot of money in, actually last year, with the hopes of it panning out. And I came to the realization that the anger that I had towards that business not going well was actually making me sick. So I had to really come clean with myself and let it go. Because just as money comes, money goes. And some businesses work, and some businesses don't. But the more you resent the things that don't go your way, the more they start showing up in other areas of your life. And that I realized the worst in the worst way possible. So I had to release it because I was angry. And anger is one of those things that changes your whole chemistry. It changes the cells in your body and it changes the vibrations you're putting out into the universe, hence attracting more angry moments. So that was another thing that I had to learn the hard way. I was resentful towards people. And that's something I teach on my Naked series, to constantly forgive yourself and others, to be kind to you, to not hold people with any anger, because whatever people do to you has more to do with them than it has to do with you. It's nothing you did. It is their own process. And people are just there in situations and businesses and even health things that happen to us are just there to teach us a little bit more about ourselves, for us to become a little more humble and remember where we came from, whose we are, and go back to almost that beautiful center of love where it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whatever happened, whether they did something wrong to you, they said something wrong, they stole money from you, they left without telling you, whatever it is that is happening in your life, those people are there just to teach you who you are and just to help you remember where you come from and that love is all there is. And when you hold a grudge in any way possible, or even if they deserve it, let's just say they did something really horrible to you and they deserve for you to hate them, that's only damaging you. That's not damaging them at all. So if you actually want to do them any hurt, if we want to go back and be simple and just think about how we can hurt those other people that have hurt us, then you need to be so good yourself that your example hurts them. Does that make sense? Maybe not. But yes, so you lead by example and you shine so bright that your light is like blinding them. And that's how they are going to, maybe if you want to get back at them, which is not the right energy source, not at all. So you have to surrender to the situation in order to see what's clear right there. Because sometimes we don't want to see the truths. We are blinded by so much, including anger and resentment and loss and not feeling nervous. We are blinded. So we have to remove all these layers in order for us to see that there's only love, that happened because they had their own issue, and that you releasing it is only going to help you shine and be your best. So those people can see your example, because that's, in my opinion, that's how we can all be better. That's how can this world be better. That's how we can all be better parents, better daughters, better teachers, better friends, better partners, better wives, better husbands, better coworkers, better community members. That's how we can do it. Because if we're constantly thinking, oh my God, they did wrong, and so I need to get back at them, you are literally lowering your energy field, which is going to lower all the good things that are coming to your life, which is going to lower your vibration, which is only going to block you in so many areas. And then you're going to not lead by example, because you're going to lead by the example of being rotten instead of being awesome. So I had to give up on those things too. And it's been, I'm not going to say hard, because I've always been great at forgiving. I love forgiving people because it just releases me of the energy. But I noticed that the resentment was deep down. So I had to do some work, and I've been doing a lot of breath work. I've been doing a lot of meditation. I've been doing a lot of clearing the mind and just staying still. I said no to speaking engagements. I've said no to invites. I had to cancel trips. I had to cancel things that I had planned, just because I realized that the more quiet I was and the more I center and remember where I came from and whose I was, the more I was able to feel at peace towards that situation, and the more I was able to then do more of the things I was actually good at that moment. Because sometimes when we fill our plate and we want to do all these things, in the midst of our own chaos that we haven't taken the time to work through, we haven't taken the time to see where it came from, we haven't taken the time to reflect on it, we haven't taken the time to see the blessing in it and then be grateful for it, then we just mess up even more, and we just attract more chaotic situations and more storms into our lives. So yes, I learned the great way that it was through letting go. It was through surrendering. It was through forgiveness. It was through love. It was through quiet. It was through being still that I was going to manifest my best life. In the middle of it all, I still have had an amazing year. I've traveled more this year than any. I had an amazing mission trip in March. I've traveled with my girlfriends. I traveled with my children. I traveled with my partner. I manifested this beautiful retreat in Greece, which I'm leaving in 10 days to teach my Geniki series to a group of chiropractors in Mykonos. So I manifested my trip of my dreams to Thailand with my children, a beautiful associate to help me so I could have this all these trips and still be able to serve my community in the same way I've always served them. So in the midst of it all, I've been able to manifest amazing and naked clients that have had transformations at the same time I was transforming myself. So we can say it has all been a gift, as it always is. But being in the surrender mode, really quieting down and letting go of that frustration has truly been my biggest gift. I'm so grateful to God that it guides me every day. I start my day with prayer. I end my day with prayer. I do my meditation. I write my intention. And I'm going back to the very, very, very basics. I even let go of my virtual journal to do my paper journal even more often. I do check-ins with myself almost on the daily, sometimes even 3 times a day. I've been in relationship with food that is so much more healthy, even though I don't seem to be losing the weight as fast as I used to. I used to lose weight like no problem. I just literally eat healthy, do my intermittent fasting, drink lots of water, exercise, and boom. Well, it's not the same now, but I'm learn to love myself just as I am, and as long as I'm feeling healthy and giving my body natural nutrition and feeling fueled and resting well at night, then I know it doesn't matter. Size is what you make of it, right? And it's what however you feel, and as long as you're healthy, that's all that matters. So letting go, and how did I do this? It's been just like I tell my patients or my Get Naked clients, it's a process, and it's a process that you're never going to stop doing. It's not a process that I'm going to tell you, okay, so you're going to do 3 things and you're just going to do these 3 things right now and you're never going to have to do them again. That will be the same as if I tell you, you want to have J-Lo's body and just go to the gym once and you never have to go back. Well, that's not how it works. That's not how any process works, whether it is that you're becoming, you know, a millionaire or losing weight and keeping it off, or you having a clear mindset or an amazing relationship that you actually maintain, or a beautiful home, or wonderful children that stay connected and you have a bond with them. All those things are processes that take nurturing every day. And if you don't believe so, please message me because we will have a nice conversation. If you have figured out how to do something just once and never have to do it ever again, please, you're invited to have a whole Get Naked course with me, all for free, if you can give me the wonderful answer to that puzzle. So what the breathing that has helped me, and I do constantly, I do every single time I feel stressed, I'm taking 5 minutes throughout the day. If I can take 3 5-minute groups, that makes it 15 minutes a day to just breathe. And in that breathing, I'm doing 2 seconds inhalation, I'm holding for 2 seconds, and then I'm exhaling in 6 seconds. So I'm doing 2-2-6. I used to do 4-4-10, 4-4-8. So do you do whatever rhythm you want, but this one is just very easy. It doesn't feel stressful in your body. And the longer exhalation makes you feel way more loose and like you're truly releasing. So my advice to you, if you're having any health issues, mental issues, relationship issues, issues with your children, I think I'm going to do a whole podcast on parenting because that is one thing I think I got down packed, and I'm super blessed to have the amazing children I have. But you got to just come back to center. So what it is that happened, what it is that I can learn from what happened. What is the blessing in disguise? If you don't see the blessing, that means you haven't forgiven or released enough anger towards that situation. What am I doing to attract it or to release it, right? You're constantly asking. And what it is that I'm going to do moving forward in order to maintain my sanity regarding this situation. It is, like I always say, you gotta accept, then you got to reflect, then you got to let go, and then you got to choose your method to keep thriving. And that goes for anything, because letting go is all about this process. It's all about this process of becoming really truthful with yourself, really quiet, so you see what it is, the thing that is affecting you, and you like literally get it naked. You undress it to see where it came from, to see what you need to learn from it, and you release all the bad parts or all the parts that you already learned the lesson from, and then you adopt a new way of seeing it. You adopt the new pair of glasses you're going to see the situation from, so you can see the grace. And then you adopt the one thing that you're going to do every single time you remember and you feel angry towards it. Because just like I do with my clients that are dealing with breakups, it comes in waves. Pain comes in waves, especially if you have lost a loved one, or you have had a bad breakup, or you lost a business, or a dear person did something bad to you. I understand that it's not going to be a one-time thing. It comes in waves. That's why when I do my Get Naked coaching and we go through the 12 modules, it's all about learning different ways to deal with it. It's all about learning tools so you can feel released and lighter in order to be able to act in different ways, so you can feel in a different manner. Just like they say, we cannot keep, you know, doing the same thing and expect a different result. So we got to do something different. So when we accept, we reflect, we can make it, then we choose the system that is going to help us thrive. For me, it has been the breathing. The breathing has really kept me back to center and brought me back to, what is it that I'm holding on? Am I still holding on some resentments regarding my health issues, regarding my age, regarding the weight that didn't come off, regarding the business that went sour, regarding the friendships that are no longer there? What is it that is going to, that I'm still in need of letting go, releasing, forgiving, surrendering, and just giving it up? Because when we clear our mind enough, then we are open. We just clear the closet of all the clutter, right? You clear the desktop of your mind of all those files that are just not being used and not serving you in any way. And when you clear, you're able to fly more free, and you're able to breathe. And from that space, you're able to attract then the relationship, the proper business, the right partner, the right opportunity, or just the nothing and the beauty in the nothing. Because sometimes nothing and doing nothing is actually the best answer for you. But if we don't get quiet enough, we'll never hear the answer, which are always within. So that's what helped me. And this has been my letting go journey. And I hope it helps you to see something that maybe you were not seeing before. And it helps you to maybe deal with a situation that maybe you feel very stuck in. And if you need any further help, please feel free to message me, text me. We can arrange a phone call to see if getting naked further is something that will benefit you and those areas of your life you care about so much. Because it being so resentful or in pain is affecting your family life, your work, your income, the way you rest and you renew, or the way you even enjoy your free time, then maybe it is time to look a little further and do a little something else that you have not done before. Well, hopefully this was helpful. This has been my method to deal with this wonderful year that has been filled with surprises, and I'm just in the surrender mode, and I'm grateful and letting go and packing myself with some tools just in case it keeps hitting this way, so I'm able to see the blessings in all that has happened as I have. I'm super grateful to all of you, to my clients, to my patients, to my listeners, to my friends that have been there throughout all, to my partner, to my beautiful children, my family, my parents. I am super blessed to be surrounded by amazing circles. So yeah, hopefully this was helpful, and have yourself a blessed day. If you liked it, share it, comment, send me a message. Let me know this mattered to you in whichever way. Un beso. Ciao. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Get Naked Show with Dr. Auda. If you want to contact my guests, you can do so in the links below. And if you feel stuck in your life and you want to know if Get Naked to Thrive is the right program for you, please contact me to schedule a free discovery call. Remember, we all want the same thing: to be heard, to be loved, to make a difference in this world and live our best lives. So let's start using all these tools so we can rise together. I hope you have a blessed day and see you in the next episode of the Get Naked Show.